former Pakistan Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto today confirmed plans to end her 8-year self-imposed exile. She told reporters in Dubai she'll be flying tomorrow to Karachi, Pakistan. From there, she plans to lead her Pakistan People's Party, the largest opposition party in the country, in parliamentary elections due in January. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Karachi.
They've been gathering here for days. Benazir Bhutto's volunteers are relaxing over plates of rice and chicken after another morning preparing for her arrival. They see us and gather round. A wiry-looking young man, his body wrapped in a party flag, is produced. His name is Ashraf Kashmiri. He's a lifelong supporter of Bhutto's PPP, the Pakistan People's Party. He says to show his loyalty to Bhutto, he cycled to Karachi from the city of Multan, a journey of more than 550 miles. Kashmiri shows off his bicycle, which is festooned with Bhutto flags and posters. The bike's design predates the last World War.
It's a PPP bike.
The journey took him a week, he says. He's hardly finished his story before Saruk Chand appears.
About then 300.
300 miles?
Yes.
You walked?
9 days.
9 days?
Yes.
You walked 300 miles in nine days.
9 days, 9 nights.
Improbable accounts of heroic acts of selfless devotion to Benazir Bhutto are flying thick and fast among her hardcore followers. They're eagerly awaiting the return of one of South Asia's most unusual leaders, a woman who nearly 20 years ago became the first female prime minister of a Muslim nation, a Harvard-educated woman from a wealthy family whose story sounds like a Shakespeare tragedy, including within it the mysterious deaths of her two brothers. Preparations for Bhutto's return are in full swing in Karachi. PPP volunteer Akbar Mirza doesn't know exactly how many welcome home posters they've pasted up, but it's a lot.
Millions of them. It is a grand reception. Benazir Bhutto is a very popular leader.
To get an idea of the lavish preparations that have been made for Benazir Bhutto's return, you only have to come here to a roundabout in the middle of Karachi. It is covered in large banners and posters that are welcoming Benazir back home to Pakistan. There are hundreds of them. Some of them are as large as 15 feet tall.
Pakistan's been through this before.
A taste, perhaps, of the reception awaiting Benazir Bhutto in Pakistan. It's reported that crowds started gathering 24 hours in advance of her arrival at Lahore.
In 1986, Benazir Bhutto returned to Pakistan from exile in London. This was before she had served her 2 terms as prime minister, and before allegations of corruption began to circulate against her and her husband. Pakistanis still talk about how she was greeted by hundreds of thousands of people in the city of Lahore. Anik Zafar, a PR executive, was there.
It was amazing. It was huge, it was charged, it was emotional. It was really an experience out of this world.
It was a different time and a different Benazir.
Tariq Fatemi, a former Pakistani ambassador to Washington, also remembers it.
She had come as the champion of democracy, as someone who had struggled against a military regime and someone who had come in defiance of the military ruler.
That military ruler was General Zia-ul-Haq. In 1977, a coup led by Zia ousted Benazir's father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, from power. 2 years later, Americans awoke to hear this announcement on the news.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Ali Bhutto was hanged today on charges of ordering the murder of a political opponent. The execution was carried out by the regime of President Zia-ul-Haq, who led the army coup which toppled Bhutto in 1977. The hanging occurred at 2 a.m.
I was in jail. When he was executed, I was put in Peshawar jail.
Lawyer Qazi Muhammad Anwar was a party activist and a loyal supporter of Benazir's father.
That morning, somebody came and he told me that you will be freed now. The man they wanted to hang, they have hanged him. Personally, I was shocked. I was shocked that the man has been hanged.
Fatemi, the former ambassador, says to this day Benazir's power base is primarily founded on the legacy of her father, whom Zia executed on trumped-up charges.
That consolidated her vote bank. Then the fact that she put up a tremendous struggle against General Zia's regime, went to jail, fought for democracy, came to symbolize the yearning of the people of Pakistan for democracy and the rule of law. So she has a very committed, loyal, faithful vote bank, especially in Sindh and parts of Punjab.
Those loyal voters are now rallying to Benazir Bhutto's side, but it's not clear how many other Pakistanis will follow. Egged on by the US and Britain, Bhutto and Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, have been negotiating a power-sharing deal. It's being presented as a managed transition from military to civilian rule. Eager to retain power, the unpopular Musharraf has agreed to quit as army chief, but wants to remain as president. Bhutto hopes to become prime minister and to work in partnership with Musharraf, as moderates allied against Pakistan's Islamist extremists. But she's been heavily criticised for dealing with a military ruler. And there's another big complaint. Bhutto's two terms in office were notoriously corrupt. In 2003, a Swiss magistrate found her and her husband guilty of money laundering, although they denied it and appealed. One of Bhutto's key conditions for her return was that the Pakistani authorities drop outstanding corruption charges against her. Musharraf obliged by producing an amnesty, currently being scrutinised by Pakistan's Supreme Court to see if it's legal. Tariq Fatemi says this amnesty hasn't gone down well with most Pakistanis, who see it as tailored specifically for her.
In fact, the word deal has now been adopted in the Pakistani languages now, and deal has now acquired a very unsavoury and a rather unpleasant connotation.
When he heard about the amnesty, Qazi Muhammad Anwar, the lawyer and associate of Benazir Bhutto's father, was horrified. In protest, he resigned from Bhutto's party.
I see it is advancing corruption. I'm teaching constitution since 22 years. With what face I should go to my students? How should I face them?
But other issues are also in play. In Pakistan, politics is less about ideology than patronage. Bhutto's political future will be determined by her ability first to win parliamentary elections, and then, says opposition politician Tahir Hussain Mashadi, on how well she delivers.
Don't forget that she has been out in the cold for 10 years. The People's Party worker, he's been out in the cold for 10 years. Now is the payback time.
And that means providing jobs and contracts and resources to people like this, the party faithful, who've travelled from far and wide across the landscape to see her arrive. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.